Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Masech the Shabbos, Perik Yod, Mishnah Gimel. In this Mishnah, we're going to learn that you're not chayiv for carrying something from one rishus to the other, unless you carry it in a normal way. So we have to understand what's called carrying in a normal way, and what's called in an unusual way. Now, bear in mind that clothing in the times of the Mishnah generally did not have pockets. So they were much more original in the way they would carry things. So a lot of the things you're going to hear may sound like that's considered a normal way to carry, and the answer is yes. In the times of the Mishnah, it was a normal way of carrying things. Zok the Mishnah, Hamotzi, if someone takes something out, bein b'minoi, whether with his right hand, bein b'smalei, or with his left hand. In either case, he would be chayiv. Vayter zok the Mishnah b'toich chekoi, like in his chest, let's say like tucked under his armpit, it looks like it's protruding from his chest, or on his shoulder. In these cases, chayiv is chayiv. Now, in the case of the shoulder, maybe you would be wondering, is that considered a normal way to carry? And the answer is yes. Shekein masa b'nei kahas. That's how the b'nei kahas used to carry things. When Klal Yisrael traveled through the Midbar, they had to take apart and carry the Mishkan. So there was always the huge responsibility of how they carry the Mishkan and who carries what. The three families of the Levim, they were in charge of carrying the Mishkan. Maybe you remember from the beginning of the Midbar, the Arayin, the Shulchan, the Menorah, both Mizbeachs, they were entrusted to the family of Kahas. Now, although some parts of the Mishkan, like the Krashim and the Uriahs, were carried on wagons, but these things, which had the highest Kiddusha, they were carried on their shoulders. The Torah says so beferish. When the Torah says what Kahas had to do, the Pasuk says, Ki avodas hakodesh aleihem bakasev yiso. For the work of the Mishkan is upon them, bakasev with their shoulder yiso, they shall carry it. That's what the Mishnah means. How do you know you're chayiv if you carry on your shoulder? Shekein masa b'nei kahas. That was the method of carrying used by the b'nei kahas. Now, this only proves that carrying on your shoulder is considered normal. What about the other things in the Mishnah? So the Batanura explains, the other things in those days were so common that the Mishnah understood we don't need a raya for that. You carried with your right hand, you carried with your left hand, you carried with taichekai. But maybe on your shoulder, that was a little bit of a chiddush, and that's considered mamish normal carrying. So for that, we need a raya from the pasuk. So in all these cases, he would be chayiv. However, says the Mishnah Vayter, kila achar yadai, if he carries it not in the normal way, like on the back of his hand, actually there's a machlokes rishonim here. Some say kalachar yadei means that he carried it on the back of his hand, like when you play kugelach, you do al yad, on the top of your hand. Some say kalachar yadei is a way of saying, no, not in the normal way. And sometimes when two people are learning, they want to say you did something with a shinui, or a rav says you can do it, but you can do it not in the normal way, so the rav will say, do it kalachar yad. Literally, it means on the back of your hand, but it's a way of describing a shinui. So, according to some rishonim, kalachar yadei means the Mishnah is telling us he carried it on the back of his hand, like I told you before, the kugelach, al-yad, on the top of your hand. Some say kilach yadai means if you carried it not in the normal way, like for example, and here comes the examples, but either way, so we know what pshat is. Until here, the Mishnah gave us a list of things which is considered normal, and therefore somebody would be chayiv. And now we're going to give us a list of things that are considered not the normal way. Things that are considered kilach yad, like on the back of your hand. Biragli. Suppose someone carries something with his feet. Imagine you want to take a little box outside and you balance it on your shoe, and that's how you walk. Bifiv, or he carries it in his mouth. Say someone takes out a spoon, he's holding the back of the spoon in his mouth. Vaitrasak to Mishnah. Uvmarpakai. That means in his elbow. It doesn't mean tucked high under his armpit. Uvmarpakai means, let's say you hold up your elbow, right? Let's say you were taking a blood test or you were going to do hand wrestling. So you hold your elbow, you hold your wrist up, and in that crouch, in your elbow on top, you know, you put in an apple. You try to walk that way. Or biaznai, he puts something into his ear, and that's how he walks out with it. Uvitsa'arai, or in his hair. Uvifundasai. The Batanura, and Rashi says this, explains this is a hollow belt. I guess it was used for money, it was a money belt. However, you aren't always potter, you keep things in the money belt. It's only ufia lamata, with its opening hanging downward. Obviously, the normal way to carry things in a hollow belt wasn't to have the opening hanging downwards, because it would fall out. Now, some of the Rishonim, like the Meiri and the Ran, they explain it this way. They used to keep their money in this hollow belt. How did they keep the money from falling out? They would knot it at the end. But they wouldn't let the knotted part hang down, because it was possible that the knot would slowly unravel, and there goes the money. So they would always take the knotted end, and instead of letting it hang down, they would wrap it around and around to make sure it was like part of the belt itself. It would never hang down. They would like fasten it to his waist. So these Rishonim understand that if he doesn't wear the belt in that way, but he allows the knotted side to hang down, it just hangs back and forth, then he wouldn't be chayiv, because that's not the normal way of carrying with such a belt. There's another pshat that Batanura brings about what pundasa is. They used to wear a special kind of an undershirt to absorb like the sweat, and they had pockets that were sewn to its hem. Now, if you wear the garment upside down, the opening of the pockets face downwards. They still could have put things inside sometimes, because if you have something that's not too heavy, it's going to be held in place, because this was a very tight-fitted garment. So you could still carry that way. But if a person did, that wouldn't be considered a normal way of carrying, and therefore he wouldn't be chayiv. Vayitra zakta Mishnah. The list continues of what is considered not the normal way of carrying. Bein pundasai lachalukai. Between his money belt and his shirt. In this case, he tucks whatever he's carrying in between the money belt and the shirt that is draped over the money belt. So if you would be looking at him, you would say, what does he have there? Is that whatever he's carrying, a little shovel? It looks like it's like sticking out from in between his shirt or his jacket and that belt that's underneath. Now, sometimes you can manage to carry things this way, but it's not considered the normal way of carrying, and somebody would not be chayiv. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Ubisfas chalukai. They used to have like a hem at the bottom of their long shirts, and you can tuck things inside, but that's not considered a normal way of carrying. Vayitra sakta Mishnah, Biminolai, in his shoe, Bisandolai, or in his sandal. Now both are types of shoes. It's just that a minol was made out of leather, and a sandal was made out of a harder kind of a leather. But either way, potter he would be potter in all these cases. Why? Once again, says the Mishnah, Shaloi Hoitzi Kederech HaMetzian, because he did not carry it out in a way that people usually carry things. You know that during the war, during World War II, Rav Gedalia Shor had to travel to Washington on Shabbos. It was Sakanas Nefashis. Reb Reuven told him that he should take the ticket to the train, in those days he would go by train, and at least tuck it into his hat. This way, he would not be chayiv for carrying Min HaTorah. Of course, if there was no other way, he would have carried it outright, because when it comes to Bekuach Nefesh, not only are you allowed to, but it's a mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos. So real quickly again, you're only chayiv if you carry in the normal way. Your right hand, your left hand, tucked under your arm, and even on your shoulder, as we learn from the way the B'nai Kehas carried things. However, if you carried it what's called Kelacher Yad, which means on the back of your hand, and Kelacher Yad is also a general term that says not in the normal way. Your feet, your mouth, your elbow, your ear, your hair. A money belt with the opening hanging down. Between his money belt and his shirt, it's tucked in over there, or in the hem of a long shirt at the bottom. In your shoe, in your sandal, in all these cases he would be potter, because he didn't carry it in a way that normal people carry things.